teachers in training. Well, first of all, what is a teacher? It's not about knowledge. It's about the ability to see. It's about awareness. A teacher is a person who is aware of the insight, of the heart, of every living being. A teacher sees you. A teacher hears you. When you are in the presence of a real teacher, you will feel space, a space to be yourself. And this space gives inner peace. The space will make you more aware of yourself. But are you a teacher? Well, my answer is yes. If inside you is the willingness to listen to other people, to not judge them, to really hear them and see them, to feel their troubles. If inside you is the willingness to give them space, space to grow, no matter what they have done, no matter what they think, no matter what their religion is, no matter how judgmental they are, then you are a teacher. A teacher gives space. Now, there are, of course, several mistakes you can make. The first one is very obvious, that you think, oh, I am a teacher, people should listen to me. A mistake often made by gurus who think that they are enlightened and therefore all the people have to listen to them and they can decide for other people. And of course this is very, very wrong. A teacher, a real teacher, sees the other person as a beautiful seed. And he acknowledges that he or she doesn't know how this seed will grow. It just longs for this seed to grow. And therefore a teacher gives space to other people, a space to grow, a space to become more aware of the real self. So this is the big mistake, what I call the guru mistakes. Persons who are saying, I am here and you are there, and I am enlightened and you are not, and when you listen to me, you become enlightened. But this is not a mistake you will make. You are more open for another mistake. The idea that you have to be there, that you have to be ready to teach. I meet many people who think, I am not ready. I have to learn things, follow courses, find more inner peace before I can be a teacher. This is wrong, because you are never ready. There is always grow. You will never stand still. You will always have your issues, your troubles, your pain and sadness. This is part of your life, of being human. And this doesn't mean that you cannot help other people, that you cannot give them space. There's only one condition. Be honest. Be honest about your own trouble, your own struggle, your own issues, your own pain. Never tell people, oh, okay, I am there, I am enlightened, I have overcome all my issues, because then you are not telling the truth. Of course, there may be phases in your life where everything goes very well and you will feel very happy, but your soul will always, at some time, sooner or later, knock on your door. And at first, this always means trouble. Your life will turn into a mess often, because your soul wants you to change. And in order to change, troubles are necessary, at least different circumstances. This is life, this is grow, and this is your process, and be honest about that. And when you are honest about this, you will discover that a deep connection with other people, with people you are helping, is possible. This is the power of telling the truth. And you will notice in your life when people are honest, they will open up something inside you. You will notice that their words have real power, bring real change. So, yes, accept that you have your troubles, that you are not there. And still, you can be a teacher. You can give space to other people. You can help other people with their growth. And another important issue I like to address is, it's not only about talking, it's not only about words. In this world, we believe in separation. We believe that every person is in their own heads. We are all separated from each other. From a spiritual perspective, this is not true. We are all connected. Mankind is one. And what's happening inside your head, what you are seeing, is not only in your head. It's a part of the inner space of all human beings. We are not separated from each other. So, what you are seeing, what you are experiencing, is shared by everyone. And even if you love to walk alone in the woods, be on your own, never talk to anybody, live somewhere in a desert, your experiences are shared. They are part of all human experiences. And when you see things, when you look at what is really happening, when you see the suffering of others, or when you see the beauty of a flower, when you connect with nature, from out your heart. This is a shared experience. This will help other people to see things differently. So you can be a teacher even when you do not talk to anybody, when you live alone in the desert, because you are still living here on earth, because you are still a part of mankind, and because your experiences are shared with the whole humanity. You are not alone. And your experiences, your awareness, is very precious for the whole of mankind. Especially when you have disconnected, when you are disconnected from the common ideas that are based on fear. Often people who are alone do not have much contact with other people, have separated themselves from the mass consciousness, from the mass fear-based ideas of separations, and are connected with the source that is love and oneness. And when you are aware of this source, when you experience this, and you are here on earth, this experience, this will have an effect on the whole of mankind. And do not underestimate yourself, what you are seeing, your awareness. Especially those things that are very self-evident for you. Are often the most precious things. So when you give people advice, don't overthink it. Just say what is self-evident for you. Because what is self-evident for you is your deepest knowledge. It's a knowledge about sharing, about helping, about loving other people, and about listening and understanding. And never underestimate the warmth and the kindness of your own heart. And I'm now going to give you a little meditation about this subject, about teaching. Thank you for listening.